Elway, Manning, Sakic, Arenado, Jokic. Denver has had and currently has some great heroes. But the biggest hero to your kid? He doesn't wear a football helmet or swing a bat or even wear a cape and fight crime. Your kid's hero is their dad. Be their hero.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Strengthening families.
Denver Sports Snapshot.
The Rockies are in New York today to take on the Mets. Antonio Sensatella on the mound for Colorado. Tonight on The Fan, starting at 6, Metro by T-Mobile presents Game 4 between the Raptors and Warriors. Toronto leads the series 2-1. Tomorrow on ESPN Denver 1600 at 1 o'clock, it's coverage of the Belmont Stakes presented by Pick 6 OTB.
Snapshot presented by Shomp BMW. One price, one person, 1 hour.
It's The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
High five at 5.
High five.
Give some props to people that deserve some credit.
High five.
Tommy, I'll go first. My high five is, based on this.
Oh, and there's Bozak, and licking down to the ice and shaking up on the play. Slow to get up is Achari. Meanwhile, it is Perron trying to beat one in front. They score! Bozak takes the legs out from under Dolachari. Play continues, and then it is the scoring of the goal.
My high five goes to Tyler Bozak.
High five!
He figured it out. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to slew foot, because who doesn't love a good slew foot? They're going to miss the call. It's going to lead to a goal. Of course, when I do it, I'm going to react like, why did you call? Oh, you didn't call that on me.
High five!
So my high five goes to Tyler Bozak for being a hockey genius, realizing he could complete an atrocity and get away with it.
Yeah, but he kind of gave it away. It's
a
like when you
bit,
see
yeah.
offensive linemen like throw their hands right. up, like I didn't
right.
hold.
Right, right. But
bold strategy, Cotton. Let's.
But ultimately, way to go, Tyler Bozak.
High five.
You
former pioneer. Well, first off, high five to George from the text line.
George, why?
High five.
D-Mac's tombstone. Here lies Darren McKee, good father, good friend. Loved the fifth-year option.
High five!
I'm losing some momentum on my fifth-year option debate, aren't I?
Yeah, just, the Carson Wentz contract really kind of took the wind out of your sails.
By the way,
when you know a player, you know a player.
Did you see they're freaking out a little bit in Los Angeles about Goff?
Okay, about having to pay him?
That's right. Right, like right now. You don't think he doesn't love this contract? It's like, hold on a second. Here's a story out of Los Angeles. The Rams will likely extend Jared Goff, but not likely to do this offseason. But now there's pressure on them to do so because of Carson Wentz.
Another year, Goff.
Oh.
I'm not sold on him.
Really?
Mm-mm.
No kidding.
Is it the McVay genius? I don't know.
Oh.
I'll wait.
Hold on.
I'm not getting anything done with him. This offseason,
so we might,
like right
we
now?
Might, we might like the fifth-year option then on Jared Goff.
This is he'll only go into his third year,
You're
isn't
not
he?
Sold on Jared Goff?
This is his third year?
No, he just completed his third year. Into the Super Bowl.
Well, then they would have already picked up his fifth-year option.
He's in the same boat as Carson Wentz in the same draft. Oh, interesting.
Hmm.
Oh, fifth-year option coming around the bend.
No, I need another year of him, then we'll talk.
And then it's good to have that option.
Nah.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Wait a second. You said it's 3 years, we know. But now...
But
now,
his first year was so... Did he even play his rookie year?
You said... In 3 years, you know.
You should know.
You don't know about Jared Goff?
No, let's make him play one more year.
He went to the freaking Super Bowl.
Yeah, the whole team did. How'd he do there? How'd that work out?
They lost.
How was their offense?
They lost to Tom Brady.
I think CJ was their only offense.
How'd that work out?
Interesting.
All right, my high five.
Oh, okay, yeah.
High five!
Rafael Nadal.
How'd Rafi do today?
A straight set win over Roger Federer. This is a guy that 5 years ago, he was, I didn't think he'd ever play again. Injuries.
How old is Federer?
33. Can you imagine someone?
Shut up.
Can you imagine someone at?
I thought Federer was like 50.
Oh, you said Nadal.
Yeah, how old is Nadal's, Federer?
He's probably 35.
He's got to be older than that. Yeah, Nadal, I still feel is pretty young. Federer
is 37.
Okay. All right.
Nadal's 33.
Yeah, that makes a little bit more sense.
He's a year younger than Joe Flacco, who is obviously ancient.
In his prime.
He's in his prime. Ancient. Who are you talking to?
Nadal, he has never lost at the French Open. Roland Garros.
Bam!
A semifinal or a final. He's 92-2 on that surface. I just want to give him a high five, man. That is hard to do.
High five!
What country is Rafi from?
Spain. Little island to the east of Spain. But
where's
Spain.
Nadal from?
Switzerland.
Nice.
No, wait. You said Rafi than Nadal.
It was a trick question. I meant Federer, though.
Switzerland.
Right. Sorry.
I know my tennis, man.
You knew what I meant.
I know my tennis. I like tennis. Man, get up early on Sunday morning and watch the final.
Could it be
Dominic Thiem or the original Serbian Joker.
Dude. Mm. Who's the best American in the tournament?
Men?
Yeah. Doesn't exist.
Do we have one?
Really?
This is a tall, lanky fella. Eisner? Gosh, I hate watching.
He's our best American?
I'd guess.
Who's our best female that's in this tournament?
Not ranking-wise. Sloane Stephens, I think, is probably the highest ranked.
Oh, you're into this, huh?
Serena, but they're both out. There's no Americans left, I think, in that draw. That the women's
are drawn. The twins still playing doubles? The twin, I forget their names.
Oh, the Brian twins? I don't know.
The French Open, though, just to go a little tennis here, who doesn't love a little tennis? It's my least favorite of all the majors.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I hate the U.S. Open and the Australian Open.
Oh, you can't.
I hate them both because of the hard court to me.
God, you might be right about the Australian. No, the U.S. Open's fantastic.
I was there. I was there over the summer. I was at the U.S. Open.
And it was terrible?
I don't like the hard court. I like the grass. I like the clay.
Oh, you like slow?
No,
well, grass
it's
fast.
Slow, but they slide. I just like it better.
Wow. I think the U.S. Open's amazing.
And the atmosphere of the U.S. Open isn't great.
To me, French is just, it's slow.
The clay?
Oh. It's rally. I understand what you're saying. You're like, you don't like
this is a
115 mile an hour serve. You don't like serve and volley. It's boring to you.
The hard serve. I don't think you should be rewarded for that.
I understand. But there's some sort of in between that's not as slow and boring as clay tennis.
So the grass then?
Probably. It's probably.
I always thought grass was slower than clay.
No way.
You know it's not like clay, like...
Favorite tennis player of all time?
Probably Sampras.
Wow. You like boring stuff, huh?
He was a beautiful tennis player.
No love for Andre Agassi?
Oh, he's a little bit of a wild card. He doesn't even like tennis. Who's your favorite tennis player?
Nakamura.
Unbelievable.
Still love him.
Because he argued with everybody.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, he's like you, but he played tennis.
Know. It was great. And Irish. This is The Drive on The Fan.
Now back to The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
Your daughter won a state championship in tennis?
Yeah, I think not one single, two singles. Two and three. She was runner-up, I think, for one doubles.
Okay, I'm glad you were paying attention. Let's go to...
I was not really.
Dennis. Dennis, the tennis man. Yes, Dennis.
Yeah, this is Devin. Hey, Tom.
Close.
You wouldn't remember me. We... I was at a tennis tournament. My daughter played your daughter, and it was in Lone Tree, and we were both sitting on couches, looking at our phones and crap. While our daughters were trying to get ready to play tennis.
I had a phone.
And, yeah, you had a phone.
I usually did crosswords during tennis tournaments.
Well, I don't know what you were doing, but anyway, our daughters played each other, and you guys don't ever talk about tennis, but I just wanted to call in and say that and just kind of bring up that, you know, these guys like Rafa Nadal, Roger Federer, Djokovic, any of these tennis players, both my son and daughter played tennis growing up, and they were elite tennis players. Does your daughter still play tennis? Does she play at Kent?
No. She's done with college. She played field hockey in college.
Well, okay. Yeah. All right. But I just want to say, I mean, our daughters growing up, I mean, they were cool athletes. I mean, just great. And then, obviously, they don't play tennis anymore. But these guys that are on tour, the top guys in the world, they are amazing athletes. And the amount of conditioning that these guys go through, and Tom, you'll know because your daughter went through it, and my daughter and my son.
Dennis, I'm going to help you out.
It's crazy. Dennis,
I'm going to help you out here. You're just really freaking out because we talked about tennis at all, and you really have nothing to say.
He's acknowledging. See, that's why
Do you think anybody was debating if tennis players are in good shape?
No,
I wasn't saying that. I just wanted to say, you know, that Tom, hey, our daughters played together.
They're great athletes.
And these tennis players, nobody's
debating that. There's never been a person on earth who's debated whether a champion tennis player is a great athlete. We all know, every citizen on the planet understands if you win a French Open, you are a great athlete. Nobody thinks that tennis players may be dart players or bowlers or IndyCar drivers, which are borderline athletes. There's no debate.
There was Todd Martin. Remember Todd Martin? I would not say he was a great athlete.
There's no debates that tennis players are great athletes.
Todd Martin?
Don't even know who he is.
Yeah.
He was 6'10".
The only reason I called in was just to acknowledge, hey, to Tom, hey, our daughters played together. It was fun. Tennis is cool. I'm glad you guys said something about tennis.
All right.
And, you know, and then just mention every once in a while, you know, because those guys are great, man.
All right. Thank you very much, Dennis.
Sir, you're not allowed to be on the carousel.
Well, and maybe you shouldn't have named it such a fun word.
Tell me you did not think he sounded just like Peter Griffin.
Like Peter? He sounded like your dad a little bit.
He sounded like, well, because my dad
the
sounds...
The other Peter.
My dad sounds like Peter Griffin a little bit. Because Seth MacFarlane's from Boston.
I'll go back to the surface of clay. I think it rewards a player like Nadal because he's that much better of an athlete than a lot of guys on tour. That's what that surface does.
Rockies are...
Gosh, why do you hate tennis so much?
I don't hate tennis, but it's been enough.
All right, let's hit some more high school baseball.
Wow. Cuts like a knife. I can tell you about the Colorado Junior Sun Belt team playing in McAllister, Oklahoma.
Hit that horn.
Okay. First game got rained out. Horn. But they... Fifth-year option coming around the
turn. You got nothing left.
What do you want to see from the Rockies with this Mets series?
A win?
No, the Mets series.
They got Mats, DeGrom, Syndergaard. The Mets aren't a great team.
Why aren't they a great team?
I don't know. The pitchers aren't having... DeGrom has lived on 1.5 ERA his entire career, but he's above 3. Syndergaard's not great this year. Mets are kind of a mess right now. I think they're 30-32. They've been up and down, kind of dysfunctional. But those, you know, Syndergaard, DeGrom.
Let me ask you this. Who would you rather be? The New York Mets, who are 30-32, but are 5 games out of first place in their division, or the Rockies, who are 32-29, and are 10 games out of first place.
the Rockies because of the wild card. I think when you're 30-32, looking at the Mets.
Oh, but you got a shot at the division.
Yeah, but do you at 30-32? Realistically,
you're five games back.
You're 62 games in.
Yeah, but the rest of your opponents in your division aren't that hot either.
Yeah, so what are you going to win a division with a losing record?
No, but you have plenty of time to catch the team. Whereas
I'd rather have the better baseball team with
Dodgers,
a chance at the.
The Dodgers are a stunning 23 games over 500 right now.
We're not talking division. We're talking wild card.
Okay, are you fine with that?
I'm
more than fine with that.
The Rockies have a better chance at the playoffs than the Mets do. With Lambert? Are you kidding me?
Okay. Oh, well, it's Lambert.
High five!
Yes, that's true. I forgot about Lambert. DeGrom's struggling a little bit this year. I got to be honest, I haven't really followed.
I think his ERA is like 3.5 for him. That's way above. I think around a run more than his career. And Syndergaard isn't great either.
I actually share your opinion. I would rather be the Rockies, even if I'm not going to win the division, because I'm fine with the wild card game.
I hate the wild card game, but.
And ultimately, I'd rather be a better team going into the playoffs, and I don't care how I get into the playoffs. But the Mets are hardly out of it. And they're, first of all, they're just a slightly below 500 team. They're okay. How would you like to be one of these teams that the season's already over?
Oh, they were just here last weekend.
Blue Jays.
The Baltimore Orioles. Royals. The American League has some dog crap teams.
God, the Yankees and Red Sox and maybe even the Rays.
They feast.
They may all win more than 100 games this year.
There's some bad teams in the American League. Even Cincinnati's playing pretty well right now.
So, settle in. Oh, we're going to see a very exciting moment. A pitcher's about to bunt. Yeah, that went well. Almost took his face off.
Broke his fingers, and he struck out.
Did he?
Well, he bunted on the third strike.
Okay. Thank God we get moments like that in the National League. What would we all do without the first
five? Sensatella wants no part of that.
Five innings of National League baseball. Our pitcher was forced to bunt. Oh, he actually flew out. Flew out.
I thought he just bunted foul on the third strike.
If only Marquez could hit for everybody. Tommy, best thing you're looking forward to this weekend?
French Open.
Thank you, Richie. Thank you for listening. Happy birthday to Ray Sharon. It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.